Welcome to Mindful Healing Stories and Guided Meditations, a podcast created specifically for people who struggle to filter sounds and voices simultaneously, and may be on a TBI healing journey, or simply want to give their nervous system a safe space to rest, digest, and reset. A safe space where your mind can be entertained and your body can deeply relax, while connecting with insightful healing on a subtle level. My name is Mindful Dina Joy, and I will be your storyteller and mindful meditation guide. I hope you enjoy our time together as we settle in and create our own personal sanctuary that offers deep relaxation, complete peace of mind, and ease in body, mind, and soul. Stories and guided meditations that make a difference. Free from background sounds or music. Created for sensory sensitive people by a sensory sensitive person. So I invite you now to do what is right for your body in this moment for your greatest comfort and ease. Listen to that intuitive inner guide that lets you know what you need to feel safe, secure, and completely at ease. Because when we are able to rest, digest, and reset, we welcome in deep healing that aligns with our own unique needs. There is nothing to do now, because my voice is always in the background, and there is a part of you always listening. So if you fall asleep during one of my stories or guided meditations, that's a wonderful thing. It means you are relaxed, and you'll receive exactly what you need from our time together each and every time you listen. And if you enjoy what you hear, please make a donation to help me continue to bring you mindful healing stories and guided meditations free from any disrupting commercials. So when you are ready, let's begin. Once upon a time, very long ago, long before there was the internet, social media, or TikTok, people sat around the campfire telling stories. What was great about that was the smell of the woods, the earth, and the crisp, cool air, mixed with the warmth of the fire, the good feeling of the company, and of course, the taste of the toasted marshmallows as you listened to a story. Now, on an especially clear night, where the sky was a dark cobalt blue, and you could swear every star in the universe was out to twinkle, wink, and show off, we heard this story about a frog who taught meditation. You see, as the story goes, there is this young man hiking through the woods. He was determined to hike from one end of the woods to the other. The woods happened to travel along a mountain range that traversed several states, but that didn't bother him. He set his mind to it, and he was going to achieve it. The trouble was, nothing worked out as he had planned. Every day he unearthed one obstacle after another, and over again kept getting wounded. After several days of this frustrating excursion, he decided to make camp for a couple of days to regroup. He needed a new plan, a different path, and he was going to make it work. He set up camp as the sun was just beginning to set. He gathered what he needed for the days of planning and listened to the frogs in the nearby pond, the crickets chirping back to the frogs, and the breeze gently dancing with the leaves in the trees. The breeze wrapped itself around him and took his attention away from what he was doing for a moment. It cleared out his mind with crisp, fresh air, and it felt cleansing, refreshing, and relaxing. Exhaling, he began to create a pit for the fire to burn safely, then put what firewood he found lying on the ground into the pit. Then he lit the fire and looked for something to use as a seat. Since it was starting to get dark, he decided to lay out his sleeping bag and camp under the stars next to the fire. Exhausted from days of setbacks, obstacles, and the exertion from all of his travels in the last couple of days, he was lulled into a deeply relaxing trance from the frogs and crickets singing to each other. Soon he could no longer fight sleep, and his eyes got very heavy. All his face muscles became soft, and his breathing became more rhythmic, deeper, and calm. His whole body became one with the earth as he sank deeper and deeper into another world, a dream world. He was surrounded by tall trees with bark that was of various textures, colors, and sizes, each with leaves, one of the colors of the rainbow. Beneath his feet, the earth was rich, dark, and colored with leaves, flowers, and various green plant life. He could hear the sound of water gurgling and playing on the rocks in the distance. His curiosity got the best of him, and he decided to investigate. The sun seemed to shine down on the path to the stream, like a spotlight leading the way. The breeze, playing through the leaves, felt like it was pushing him along. Then he saw a couple of tiny frogs cross his path, quickly hopping along, leaping over each other as they headed under leaves, only popping out again a little further down. A squirrel soon came scurrying down a tree and stopped in front of the little frogs. The frogs jumped onto the squirrel's back, and it took off down the path as if it was late for a very important date. Soon it seemed many small woodland animals were all heading in the same direction as him, and they were all in a rush to get there, although he wasn't quite sure where there was exactly. But he assumed it was to the stream that was now sounding like a concert of frogs, ducks, crickets, and more, in addition to the sounds of the playful waters going over rocks, under sticks, or around whatever seemed to get in the way of its fun. Then the concert suddenly became quiet. The woods were now still. Not a sound could be heard. The breeze kicked up a bit, and a wave of peace and tranquility washed through every living being as the breeze carried it to every corner of the forest. It was unlike anything he felt before. He felt content, centered, and his mind was calm. Each step closer to the stream seemed to be in step with his breath. There was no rush. He had all the time in the world he needed to enjoy this sensation of pure contentment. He wasn't sure what to do with his new experience. Part of him felt like he didn't deserve to enjoy himself and feel content. Another part of him kept telling him he had to push and work harder and faster to get there, that there would be time to slow down later. And yet, as he got closer to the stream, there seemed to be a voice in his head he didn't recognize. A voice that resonated throughout his whole body. A voice that kept advising him to be like water. Go with the flow. Be like water. The flow knows where to go, the voice said, like a mantra, over and over with each step he took. Go with the flow. Be like water. The flow knows where to go. Just as he walked through some hanging branches that covered over the path, what he saw made his jaw drop. He could see the stream. It was your typical stream, with gurgling waters, rocks, sticks, twigs, and an embankment on either side. But in the middle of where the water had carved out its own path, the stream split and went around an island that was big enough for a single tree and a few flowers. Now what he saw on this island, surrounded by the stream, is what amazed him. There, sitting under a beautiful white flower, as if using it for shade, was a frog sitting upright, with its legs crossed and its hands in the meditative Om Mudra, with thumb and index finger touching. Sitting around the meditating frog were other frogs, crickets, ducks, chipmunks, squirrels, and a whole host of other animals, from small to large, you name it. They all sat transfixed and focused on this frog, as if they were listening to the most captivating story and couldn't bear to be distracted or they'd miss the best parts. But he could hear no words. Curiosity got the better of him, and he respectfully, yet quietly, edged closer to listen in. But again, he heard nothing. All the animals seemed to be meditating with the frog. He couldn't believe his eyes. He stumbled upon a meditating class. He stumbled upon a meditation class being given by a small, green frog in the middle of the forest where the other woodland animals were there to learn and practice too. He was about to laugh out loud and turn around to leave, when his foot got caught up in a tree root. And then at the same time, as he was about to fall, that voice in his head again was telling him, go with the flow. Be like water. The flow knows where to go. And that feeling of contentment, of tranquility and centeredness washed over him, through him, and under him. He looked at the meditating animals again and saw the frog looking directly at him. It winked and closed its eyes again, a smile from ear to ear, now sitting on its lips. The green frog looked so serene, peaceful, and content. It was everything he aspired to be. It was one of the reasons he was hiking through the forest. He was going to achieve his goal. But just as that thought came, The gentle breeze played with his curls on the top of his head. It seemed to wrap itself around him and clear that thought out completely. The only thing he could hear anymore was this voice resonating through his body, in his mind, and he couldn't figure out how he was hearing it, but all he heard was, "Go with the flow. Be like water. The flow knows where to go." He wasn't sure what that meant, and it's not like the frog could tell him. So he decided to sit down with the rest of the animals, all of which didn't even seem to notice or care that he was there. And he reflected on its meaning. What did it mean to go with the flow? And how do you be like water? Why does the flow know where to go? He sat thinking about this over and over and over. He would find his answer by paying attention to the stream. As he sat there, listening to the gurgles, the trickles, the bloops of the water, as it effortlessly navigated its way to where it was going, he noticed that the water was constantly moving in a way that worked for each situation. In some spots, the water could cruise through free from obstructions. In other spots, it seemed to swirl and move leaves and twigs in circles, then push them out and on their way. Other places, it glided over, under, and in between anything that appeared to be in its way, but clearly wasn't. He noticed how the water had carved out its own path through the earth. Even now, he could see places where pieces of earth fell into the stream and was carried down. There was no obstacle for the water. There was nothing to truly get in the water's path that would prevent it from getting to where it was going. And then his mind was brought to think about different forms of water. Liquid, steam, and frozen solid. Could each one of these forms teach him something about how to be successful on his journey? Could water teach him how to flow? Not only on his journey, but through his life? He let the question marinate within him for a moment. Then he felt the warmth of the sun on his face. He heard bird song and could smell clean earth. Dense, rich earth with a hint of flowers in the air. Opening his eyes, he realized it was all a dream. Then he heard a frog in the distance. He heard the gurgle of a nearby stream. And he heard this voice in his mind and resonate through his whole body in his sleepy haze. Go with the flow. Be like water. The flow knows where to go. After that dream, his whole life changed. What once felt like the whole world out to trip him up and fail his goals soon became more about intentionally being in and with each moment, letting go of his plans, and being clear on what his goal was in the first place. because each moment let him know what was needed to move forwards. And if he needed to be soft, flexible, and creative, if he needed to be almost invisible and just observe to get answers, or if he needed to be solid, strong, and cool to honor his boundaries. Although he couldn't prove the frog in his dream was real, it made him rethink everything. And his life was forever better because he was open and ready to evolve and grow. Now, it doesn't matter if you believe the story or not, because every person who sat around that campfire years ago and took in that story like a rain shower on dry soil was forever changed in how they saw the world and how they made choices. Because each one there learned that water can transform everything. And the flow really does know where to go. We just need to trust it and follow its advice. Thank you for joining me today for a mindful healing story. My name is Mindful Dina Joy, and I invite you to check out my website, mindfuldinajoy.com. Then please donate to help keeping mindful healing stories and guided meditations commercial free. May you be peace-filled. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you walk through life with ease. May you be free. Until the next time we get together, may your life be blessed.